Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's where ignorance meets ignorance in real life. Working class kids clash with working class Starbucks employees. True story. My daughter is a straight A Pitt student from a working class family and works her ass off. Fact. She sends me a note this morning. Dad, the Starbucks protest is so annoying. They scream outside my window, wake us up every day. And my daughter writes, like, sorry you don't get paid $40 an hour as a barista. And as she goes past, the working class Starbucks employees scream at the working class kid. They're chanting right now, daddy's money. Grow up. Get a life. Have a latte. Try decaf. David Urban, good morning, brother. How are you?
Marty, good to see you, my friend.
Come on, man. Pitt ain't Yale, brother. These are working class kids getting yelled at, daddy's money. Annoys the hell out of me, man.
You can't see me here. Look, I'm going to stand up for a little bit so you can see my shirt. See what I'm rocking here, Marty?
Oh, yeah, baby. Quips.
Amp pipe Bulldogs, buddy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All the right moves.
That's right there with the Morningside Bulldogs, brother. All my boys play for the Morningside Bulldogs growing up. Hey.
Listen, what's happening is crazy there with the baristas.
Come on.
Look, just like your daughter, myself, my brothers, my sister, my pop worked in J&L, right? Aliquippa
right
Works,
on.
And everybody works hard. Everyone goes to school. You know, everyone's not have a silver spoon.
Thank you.
Everyone who's in a certain place, you know, your daughter's taking out loans and you're paying for, you're working hard to get where she is. So shame on those people for assuming that people are, you know, I get that a lot, Marty. I get, you know, I'm on TV a bunch. And
right.
So people ascribe certain things. Oh, look at Urban. He's this rich, spoiled, punky kid.
Right.
Right. Nobody knows how I got to where I am. So nobody knows people's stories. So shame on them. But a big weekend in Pittsburgh. You know, you got College Dame Day there tomorrow. Speaking of Pitt, big game tomorrow, Pitt Notre Dame.
The David Urban, Republican strategist, CNN commentator. I got to talk about what you're saying there. I work my ass off, man. I've never had fewer than two jobs in my life, ever. So when someone goes after my wife or my car or my house or my neighborhood, I tell them I will never, ever apologize for working my ass off. And David, neither should you, brother. What's amazing about Americans,
right,
they resent success, but they want success. It's kind of a dynamic that is very, very difficult to understand in America, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, look at our president. Here's a guy, right, who this is the president's magic, right? Even though he's a very wealthy individual, he connects on a personal level with working class people. I've seen it, Marty, firsthand.
Oh no.
Whether it be law enforcement, first responders, people in the kitchen. When we walk through you go to these events, the Secret Service takes you through the back. So wait staff, servers, the president connects on a personal level with lots of people because I think they're aspirational, right? Everybody has that dream, Marty. I've traveled all over the world. lots of places in the world. And everybody wants to come to America for one reason, because you can work hard and you can make it here. Unlike any other country. Doesn't matter who your dad was, who your mom was, what your family situation was. If you work hard, you can achieve the American dream. You can have success. And that's why we had, this huge illegal immigration problem. People wanted to come here and have a better life. Now they're doing it the wrong way, right? They should wait in the queue, but everybody wants a better life. They come here. So shame on those baristas for assuming anything.
My man, David Urban, who I love, he's a fantastic talent. All right, my man. So, but to the same point, there is this great, and I know you know this because you live this. There's this great divide in America, 4-year back orders at Gulfstream, 42 million Americans on food assistance, average income, Allegheny County, $54,000, average housing price, $360,000. The average 1%er in Pennsylvania is now $1.8 million. It used to be $500,000. There are more people on food assistance than any time in history. You can't afford a car. It's 52 grand. David, I know you feel this great divide, don't you, sir?
Marty, so here's the problem in America. I think you and I have talked about this before. When my dad graduated from Ambridge High School in 1952, he had a strong back, good work ethic.
Right
he walked down the street,
right
went
on.
Across the river,
right on.
Went across the river to J&L, and he got a job where he could work and had dignity and could raise his family, right? Same with my grandparents, right? My grandfather worked at H.H. Roberts. His mother grandfather worked at American Bridge.
Nice.
In Ambridge, right?
Yeah.
So those opportunities they're not afforded Americans today, right? So there's this huge gap, right? So Marty, if you're the top 1% in America, you're doing great. If you have money in the stock market, you're doing well.
Hot knife through
butter,
brother.
If you're a middle class person.
Yep.
If you're a middle class person and you have money there, the people at the bottom end of the socioeconomic spectrum are getting squeezed. They're working 2-3 jobs because there aren't those opportunities, Marty, like there used to be. And listen, I say this, right? That, you know, the president talked about H-1B visas the other day. We need more talented, people with advanced degrees. We can't get them here. You know why? Because our schools, the public schools in America suck. They're failing.
Horrible.
They're failing our students.
Horrible.
Listen, they're not providing them with the math, science skills that they need, right? So the STEM education in America sucks. So we're not out of pit. We're not getting enough engineers. We're not Carnegie Mellon's doing a good job, but there are a lot of foreign students there. And so to have those jobs in America, listen, you can't go down to Ambridge or Beaver or Braddock and go work in a mill. You need to have computer skills now. You need to have computer aided design. You need to be a programmer. So those working class jobs have gone away. They're a little more high tech. Now, the Trump administration is doing a good job of trying to reshore them, right? We're going to have that with when you get to build these AI things, and there's going to be a great need for, you know, HVAC people and others. But there is a great divide, and we've got to try to close that divide because so that America doesn't become a country of have and have nots. And listen, the Trump administration is trying to do it, but it's going to take a decade. We didn't get there. You remember Ross Perot, that giant sucking sound, Marty? Remember
hold on,
you saying
Mr.
that?
Mr. Griffin? He used to call my show in Dallas. Mr. Griffin, can you call me on my back line, Mr. Griffin? I loved him. Love my man.
Yeah, so you remember that? He used to complain about the giant sucking sound.
Yeah.
Jobs are going away.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And what happened is those jobs went away, and we were promised there'd be more jobs coming, right, in NAFTA, and those jobs never came, right? And so the working class backbone of America, the people who make our country great, now are really struggling, and we got to figure out a way to be able to lift them up with respectful jobs where they can earn, you know, a living wage. They don't have to do, you know, they don't have to drive DoorDash at night and work a job in the day, because it's a real challenge. It is a real challenge, and it's the biggest challenge for this country moving forward.
Hey, David, before I let you go, brother, I am so friggin' Epstein'd out. Look, my man, he's a friggin' pedophile. He's dead. I hope he's burning in hell. But my man, I promise you, if I ask 1,000 people in Market Square if they give a crap about Epstein, they're going to go, huh? Huh?
No.
Huh?
Marty, they care about the things. They care what we just talked about, right?
Right on.
Marty, they care about
right
you.
On.
They care about, you know, paying your bills. They care about, like, hey, can they get a turkey dinner for their family
right
this
on.
Thanksgiving? Can they get their kid the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip for Christmas, right? Can they get on a plane and go visit their family? These are things that when they go to the gas pump, right, Marty, they take out the wad of money in their pocket. They look and they got $30. Did they put $15 in the tank and buy a pizza for their family that night. That people are making those decisions every day, right? And we need to really help them out. That's what the Congress needs to be focusing on. That, Marty, move on. Listen, Epstein's a bad guy.
He is horrible. Satan.
People are going to get prosecuted. It should be prosecuted. I think there's probably a whole lot of nothing there. And listen, I say this, Marty, if there was something in there about Donald Trump, don't you think that the Biden administration over the four years they would have leaked it? They tried to take him down. Marty, how many four bogus trials of the guy?
Man.
Don't you think they'd have leaked it?
Move on.
Don't you think they would have been leaked?
Tell me how I can buy a damn house. I don't give a damn about these friggin' files.
We need to have the Congress focus on the thing that people care about in America. And listen, before you go, Marty, just want to give a shout out to Senator Fetterman. Hope he's doing better.
Love him.
Prayers to he and his family, Giselle. John Fetterman has become a friend, and I think he's doing a great job for the Commonwealth. He and Dave McCormick.
Love them. Love them both.
Pennsylvania is lucky to have two good senators. I will tell you, when I worked for Arlen Specter and Rick Santorum worked well for the Commonwealth.
Loved Arlen.
Whether you like those two or not, the same with Dave McCormick and John Fetterman. The Commonwealth is very lucky to have them both in Washington.
Arlen Specter, brother, was one of a kind. Come on, man. Come on, brother. That man could interview my man. David, thank you.
Marty, talk to you next Friday, buddy.
You're the king. I love that guy.
Yep. All right, see ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
My new favorite police chief's on the phone. My man. Man, I go way back with Lando. Huh? I'm so happy for Pittsburgh. You know what Dorothy says? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Man, I lived in Dallas, L.A., Oklahoma, you name it, man. No place like home, man. You're in LA, you're thinking, man, I'm king of the world. You're in Dallas thinking, I'm king of the world. And then you're thinking, man, I got to go home. And that's why we're here. And that's why Lando's here. My man, look at you home.
I'm listen, someone had to come back and keep you in line, Marty.
Jesus. It is such a cool thing. My man, the reality is, there's a big-ass job to do. The reality is, there's a lot of heavy lifting, but it's kind of cool because you can change the landscape, and you know you can, right?
I mean, I hope so, but it's not just me. It's going to take a lot of work,
yep.
And I know there's a lot of good people in the community and in the department, yep, that are willing to make it happen.
You know me, man. Some of my closest friends are cops. I love them. But if their lips are moving, they're bitching. They're like reporters and talk hosts. They love to whine. How do you turn that around and get them to say, all right, let's kick some ass while Lando reorganizes this thing and we fight to get more money? How do you do that?
I think it's just, first of all, you got to lead by example. You got to be out there like with the guys and ladies. And that was one thing that was always really important to me. You know, I came up under some leaders that, you know, they sat in their, some great leaders, yeah, but also some leaders that sat in their office and told you how to do your job, but you never saw them out there. And so for me, it was a big deal when I became a sergeant, a lieutenant, commander, to, you know, show up, just be present. And I think that does a lot. The most respected leaders in the Bureau of Police and in any police department are the ones that they stand beside their guys and ladies. You know, you can't do that all the time, right? Sometimes we have to do the admin stuff and the work in the community. But just showing the guys that you care, you understand their struggles, and you're there for them.
My man, you know this town better than anyone. And I saw some pics of you walking downtown. And I spent a lot of time talking about how downtown sucks. Second Avenue, the grime, the drugs, the dirt in the street, the punks who take over Market Square every day. You're aware of this. Can you fix that? Can you work on that?
I mean, listen, I'm coming back here because my heart's in Pittsburgh, and I know we have issues, and I know we have,
yep,
things we want to work,
yep,
on. And so, you know, obviously that's going to be my focus. But it's going to take a team effort.
Yep.
And I think that's really important. Like, no one, I've been telling people, I come back with will, with determination, with heart. But I don't come back with a magic wand.
Nice.
And I said that the other day in the interview. Like, it's gonna take time and patience and teamwork to get this done. But I know we can do it. This is an amazing police department, and it's my hometown.
Yep.
And so, you know, how do you say no to that opportunity?
Oh, man, it's so cool. You know, I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you said something that was so profound. And not about the money. It wasn't about money, was it, sir? It's about coming home and kicking ass, right?
No, you put those words in my mouth.
I did.
Thank you very much.
I did.
you're trying to get me in trouble. I haven't even got on the ground yet. No, it is not about the money. And I've said this, and I can't say this enough. The city of Frederick was a special place. The
right.
Frederick Police Department's an incredible agency. I feel very lucky to have had that opportunity. And this was not a desire for me to leave Frederick. It was an opportunity for me to come to my hometown and try to make a difference. And it's going to be a hell of a lot more stressful than it was in Frederick, I can tell you that. But, like, these are my people here. These are my family, my friends. This is where I grew up, and I want to see this place succeed.
Is it accurate when I get from cops, like a dozen of these texts today, we're down 300 officers? Is that accurate, sir, in your book? Is that accurate? Is that true?
So I know that the numbers are down. Obviously, I was nominated yesterday, but until I actually get to work and I can look at the books and look at the sheets of who is where, can I get a really good, accurate count of the numbers? You know, how many officers are on the street? How many are off, you know, whether it's medical issue, injury, but I don't really have that count right now, but I know that we're understaffed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no secret.
What's your message to them? Because they all say we're getting screwed on pay. What's your message to them, sir?
My message is hang in there.
Right.
I am in this for the, I said in an interview yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, my days are running together.
Yeah.
But I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not coming back for a year just to get this on a resume or something like that. I'm coming back because, you know, I care about this place and we're going to work together and we're going to get it fixed. So for me, it's just all about, it's all about teamwork. And so I can't come back and do this by myself. But the officers need, they need a chief and they need a command staff that is going to support them and be there for them. And we can only accomplish this if we do it together.
Do you
and
coach?
So I would say hang in there.
Do you referee football or basketball or anything on weekends where you have to fly out and get paid, sir?
Come on. You know that. You know.
That's your boy, Larry.
Listen,
Larry loved you, by the way. Larry loved you, man.
Larry and I, you know, listen, we were very close our entire careers.
Yep.
So I got nothing bad to say about Larry.
Yep.
But come on, you know I'm not an athlete. I play one basketball game a year, and it's a charity basketball game, and the whole goal is to make me look like an idiot, which they do very easily.
Hey, did you eat at a familiar place? Like, man, I love being back here in the last couple of days. Where was it if you did?
Well, so I have to tell you, tonight I'm going to one of my favorite places, and I'm not saying it on the air, but I'm going to one of my favorite places. And when I made a reservation online, and the owner of the place texted me and said, this better mean that you're coming back as the chief. I just saw your name pop up on our reservation.
My man.
That was really nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And are you looking for a house? What are you doing?
So I found a house, you know, I found a place that I really like.
We have the address.
And, get more information on that at a later date, but I found a house and you know, I love city living. I know a lot of people, especially police officers, you know, they want to kind of be removed from work when they're not at work. I've always been a city kid. I like being able to walk to everything. So I found a house right in the city.
Just kind of what you're dealing with on a serious note. Three officers last night in zone 6-3. That's not working, brother. You're going to have to look at that stuff pretty quickly.
That's going to obviously one of our big priorities. And the, you know, the thing I say is we're going to look at recruitment. We're going to look at retention. The other thing we're going to look at that I think is overlooked a lot is officer wellness and resiliency.
Nice.
You know, in some agencies, it's a buzzword. It's a buzz term.
Yep.
It can't be a buzzword. We are going to build a robust program. So those officers, whether they're stressed out, whether it's, you know, stress, anxiety, you know, family issues, whatever it is, I want to have a team in place to take care of them. So when they go out every day on the street, they feel supported. And in turn, they're going to police better.
And let me say this about you. And this is a fact. And there's no denying it. You left a much better job in terms of pay and benefits and support and money to come here. And that makes you a great man. And that's what Pittsburgh needs. And we're grateful for you, man. We are, brother. I'm glad you're here, man.
I appreciate that a lot. I cannot say enough nice and positive things about Frederick. It's been an amazing 5 years. And, you know, in some ways it's bittersweet because I'm leaving what I know is a really, really good thing.
Yep.
But it's worth it to come back home.
Lando, my man. Thanks, brother. Good luck.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. I'm jazzed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm airported out too.
Jeez.
Come on, man. The airport, okay. I love it. It looks beautiful. The whole country's watching. I'm jazzed. Larry's going to be there. Hope he shoots some video. Play this clip. This is the man behind Pat McAfee. Without this man and his voice, Pat McAfee's a nobody. Listen.
What's up? This is DJ Griff. Check that name. I'm a Griffin, but I love the Big K Morning Show with Larry and Marty. What's up? This is DJ Griff.
DJ Griff,
what's going on? Good to see you, Uncle Marty.
How are you, cuz?
Good. Everything's good.
One of my favorite human beings on earth. There isn't a kinder, more talented young man on the planet. And that would be Ryan Griffin, the fine lad, who is known as DJ Griff. Explain to people what that is and how cool your weekends are.
So normally, I'm a teacher in the city during the week, and as soon as school's over on Friday, most weekends, drive to the airport and then fly to wherever college game day is that week, but no flying this weekend.
My man, give us the background. How do you know Pat McAfee?
Pat and I went to Plum High School together. We graduated in 2005. And he had this job working for College Game Day, and the DJ 2.5 years ago quit in the middle of the week, and they were scrambling to find a DJ, and I had luckily done some DJing for some of Pat's events in the past, and he said, Griff, what are you doing this weekend? And I was like, I don't have any plans. He said, can you come to Alabama? And I'm... Of course I can. What for? And then he said, we need a DJ for College Game Day. And I called Mrs. Griffin first. She gave me the thumbs up. And
here we are. Now you're a legend in your own mind. Hey, I love this kid. I do. He's just amazing. But here's the thing about Pat. And this is the damn truth. And I know this because you've told me this and other people. Forget the fact that he's an insane star. This boy is one of the kindest, most generous people you've ever known in your life, right? Right?
100%. He recently gave millions of dollars to Plum High School because he thought when he was in high school, he'd practice kicking field goals. He'd kick two at a time, run, go get the ball, do it again over and over again. And he always wondered, I wonder how much better I would be if I had 10 footballs available to me and I had a ball retriever and if I had better uniforms. And he always says, look good, play good, feel good, live good, die good.
Plus, my man, he writes checks, buys people homes, and takes care of his employees, has taken care of you and your wife, just does amazing stuff and wants no credit for it, right?
Right. I don't know if this is – I haven't told you this, but we had our class reunion a couple weeks ago, and they said, we got an anonymous donation. All the fees are covered. Dinner's free. Drinks are free. And
boom.
We all know who that was.
Pat, was he there?
He was not.
He was too busy. I got to ask you something because you've watched my career in this business and you're very familiar with it. He's a friggin' phenomenon. I mean, legit. Did you think he would be a phenomenon when you kind of grew up with him? Did you see it?
We saw his athleticism. He was an all-star in soccer. And if we do pick up basketball, he was unbelievable. He decided that he liked volleyball and became captain of the volleyball team without playing volleyball before. Whoa. He was just naturally, and he was good at whatever he tried. And he stayed the same. He had the same personality no matter what sport, no matter what class. Got him into trouble sometimes, but I would say, and I think you would agree, it's worked out for him.
He's done all right. Here's what I've noticed, and you noticed this too, because with this fame, the bigger the scale, brother, the more the arrows. And he's had to deal with some what I would describe as legit haters. And I can tell, and I know you know this, it bothers him. He takes it personally, just like I do, right? And it's not easy, is it?
No, and he's opening up more about that as it's happening more frequently to him.
It is.
He's posting some responses.
Yep.
And I think he's just like anybody. You get tired of it after a while.
Yep.
And yeah.
So my man, tell me how your day goes tomorrow and how it plays out.
So tomorrow morning I just picked up my parking pass at Heinz Field. Acroshore. And then I'll park in the morning at 5:30, get all set up. I'll start music at 7 in the morning. And between 7 and 9 a.m., we'll go live on the set. We'll have check-ins from Good Morning America. They'll check in and show our crowd and talk to us. We'll have a couple SportsCenter hits, and then the show starts at 9. And from 9 to 11, every commercial break, we're doing dance competitions, giveaways, stuff
nice.
Like that.
Nice.
It's a best sign. My mom made a sign. It says, my son is the DJ. I'm hoping she wins. But
your mom is the best. Laura.
Yes.
She loves her little boy.
Yeah, big fan of yours, too.
She should be. His dad, Tommy, tried to ruin me, tried to get me to smoke weed when I was in high school, and I wouldn't do it.
I heard you did it.
I did it. I rolled it. I grew it. I cultivated it, bagged it, all that stuff. My man, you know I love your family, and I feel like you're a son to me, and I'm so thrilled for you. It has to be such a cool vibe, brother, to be home. Come on, man.
It is so fun. I can't believe that it's here. With the way Pitt had been playing, I never thought I'd to do a home
Great
game.
Great point. Great
and
point.
They get 5 wins in a row. And this game wasn't even on our radar until a couple other ACC teams lost. And it was a late announcement. And they said, let's do it in Pittsburgh. And I was ecstatic. I could not believe it.
I'm so jazzed for you. You're the best. And I appreciate your brother. And good luck tomorrow, my man.
Okay. Love you, Marty. Appreciate you.
DJ Griff. Love this young man. Peace.
Signing out.
Peace. All right. Breaking news downtown. Here we go. I'm getting this as we speak. Listen to this. This is happening live right now downtown. Jesus. The timing of this for Lando, I hope he hears this craziness. This just happening right now downtown.
Yeah, flight 116, right by the bus stop, help, help.
Copy, fighting near bus stop, 1341.
North 84, we're here, we're at 6th.
Copy, 6th and Wood.
35-200 off duty.
35-200, go ahead.
I assisted with this arrest. Actors in custody, code 4. I'm gonna need a medical in my nose.
Whoa.
Copy, I'll get your medic started freeing up.
Flight 1-9, expedite,
I'll go to
down there
and put the mail out. Copy, can I get a zone 2 officer down to 6 and Wood?
Delta 81, we expedite that transport. Large crew.
So, what you have right now is a flat out, well, let's ask Mike Fisher, Pittsburgh Scanner. My man, sounds like mayhem right now, like right now, brother, right?
Yeah, I have view in one ear of the incident in the other ear right now. So it's happening right now. Big crowd downtown. They walked up on a fight, broke it up. One off-duty cops working the off-duty detail got punched in the face. He was down for a bit, so they're trying to get him some help. They're just trying to clear the area out right now.
Like I can hear the screaming like noise. a big fight.
Yeah, it sounds like a big crowd. They pulled the Hill District zone down toward downtown because it's in a little subzone. So there's a lot of activity. And I had to remove a bunch of curse words because they're out there. It's a fight. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening.
Where is it, Mike?
5th and Wood.
Oh, wow. Right in the heart of downtown now.
Yeah, right now.
Jeez. My man, this is like every friggin' day.
Yeah.
I mean, you just fed me some tape from last night, and then yesterday, and then the damn day before.
Yep, and here we are yet again.
So the officer punched in the face. I heard him say his nose is bleeding, right?
Yeah, I think he's like a zone 5 supervisor, like a nighttime guy. He's doing some overtime before a shift or something.
Man, and everybody's headed to 5th and Wood as we speak.
Yeah, I think they're cleaning it up right now. But yeah, a lot of them are out right now. They're just trying to get the guy shackled up and taken to jail because he's fighting them. He's fighting everyone. So he's let the jail know they're going to probably fight them too. So,
but on a grander scale, this is what the hell downtown Pittsburgh has become, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear this every day, man.
Jesus.
You don't get that on the news every day, but if you have a scanner, you hear it every day.
No, you've been amazing. And it paints a picture that people don't want to hear about, but people can't handle
it. Unfortunate.
That's ridiculous, Mike. Man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem.
Man. Wow. Jesus. Cop just got hit in the face downtown. I mean, where are we at here? Play it again. It just happened, and it's ongoing.
Hey, they're fighting 116 right by the bus stop. Help, help.
Wow.
I'll be fighting near bus stop, 1341.
North 84, we're here. We're at 6th.
Copy 6th and Wood.
35-200 off duty.
35-200, go ahead.
I assisted with this arrest. Actors in custody, code 4. I'm
going to
need a medic for my nose.
Wow.
Copy, I'll get your medic started freeing up.
Flight 1-9, expedite. I'll go to 2-4 down there and put the mail out.
Copy, can I get a zone 2?
Wow. So would you want your mom or your dad or your wife or your son or your daughter chilling downtown right now? These alleged leaders like Sarah and Amorato holding news conferences. Downtown's wonderful. Really, lady? All right. Huh. Must be a different downtown. I'm sending this to Lando. I really am. That's just ignorant, man. Crazy. Male started screaming at people, then he hit a 55-year-old female. Wow. at a bus stop. You heard them screaming and yelling. Every damn day. Every damn day. Every damn day. Here we go.
You're going to go to the Chipotle at 211 Fourth Ave. No complaint. Five females fighting. No description. No known weapon.
Chipotle. Downtown, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's another one. Downtown.
You're going to the Starbucks at 7 Market Square. Group of kids run a store smoking and fighting each other. The caller is the...
Come on, man. Come on. The last time they had a news conference downtown was Sarah saying, downtown's wonderful. I sent a text to the governor, said, you're wrong. And she's wrong. We had him on live the next day. He said, yeah, you're right. We got work to do. Man. You know, people want me to send this to Lando. Okay, fine, but we got to have some kind of leadership before Jason gets here. And Jason ain't Jesus, with all due respect to both parties. It's despicable and disgraceful. And stop this crap that these are isolated incidents. Uh-huh. If that fist meets your face, it ain't isolated. If he's beating on you, it's not isolated. It's ignorant, man. It's disgusting. As my boys say, welcome to Thunderdome. Someone better get on this ASAP because it ain't getting any better. Truth to power. Collins next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.